When did you know that they had finished number three?
About 2 miles before the end of the parade, and then we had to walk the rest of the way with the trophy, and it's heavy.
Well, they've done a fine job, and we were tickled that they could make the trip. I didn't go with them this time. Mr. Reynolds, our assistant principal, went, and they just had a wonderful trip, and this is a wonderful group of kids and a fine community, and these band parents, you just can't say enough about these band parents. I don't know. See, our basketball district starts tonight, and we play in the basketball tournament tomorrow night, so we'll be having a pep rally tomorrow afternoon, but we won't present this until sometime during a chapel exercise. In 1967, the band went to Winnipeg, Canada, and participated in the Red River Marching Festival and Concert Contest. They won both first places in their division in marching and in the concert contest, and they came back with two big trophies.
You know, the thing that impressed me about this group of kids, I'm sure you have many more things to be impressed about them because you see them virtually every day in school, but I don't see an ounce of fat on any of them. That indicates to me that John works them pretty hard.
They really work hard. During marching season, they all practice all from 3 to 4 hours every day, and they seem to never get tired.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mary Ann Pauley is one of the field commanders. Is that similar to being a drum major, rat, or something?
It's the same thing.
What do you do? Obviously, you're up in front of the band as they march?
Yes, sir.
What do you have, a baton, a whistle, or what?
Just a whistle.
What's your duties?
Start the band off and slow them down when it goes too fast.
Is this Vivian here?
Yes, sir.
Vivian, what's your last name?
Reeser.
Vivian, first of all, I want you to get that down where I can get this through here. She's carrying a big box. What is that, your uniform?
No, it's my shoes, my boots and my shoes and just about everything.
Vivian, tell me about your reactions to this trip. I imagine you were quite happy.
Yes, sir, I was.
Have you ever been to New Orleans before?
No, sir, not at all.
What'd you think about it?
It's really great.
Was it pretty hot down there?
Well, I got sunburned out of it.
Were some of the bands you were competing against? I understand some of them were quite a bit bigger than yours.
Well, I think we maybe, with one exception, I think we were the smallest band there. Most of them, we marched 74, and I think most of them were, you know, 100, over 100 at least. The two top bands were at least 120.
Did you have any chance to see them at all, the two top bands?
No, but I heard them, and when I heard them, I thought, ooh, I hope their marching is not as good as they're playing.